नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 21। राजोवाच अहो नृजन्माखिल जन्म शोभनम् किं जन्मभिस्त्वा परेऽप्यस्मिन् न जातृषीकेशजसस्कृतात्मनाम् महात्मनां वह प्रचुरः समागमः। अहो नृजन्माखिल जन्म शोभनम् किं जन्मभिस्त्वा परेरप्यमुस्मिन् न जातृषीकेशजसः कृतात्मनाम् महात्मनां वह प्रचुरः समागमः। राजोवाच अहो नृजन्माखिल जन्म शोभनम् किं जन्मभिस्त्वा परेरप्यमुस्मिन् न जातृषीकेशजसः कृतात्मनाम् महात्मनां वह प्रचुरः समागमः।
राजोवाच
King Rahugana said,
Aho,
alas,
Nirjanma,
you who have taken birth as a human being, Akhila Janma Shobhanam, the best of all species of life, Kim, what need? Janma Bhihi, with births in a higher species like the demigods, in the heavenly planets. Two, but Aparai, not superior. Api, indeed. Amusmin, in the next birth. Na, not. Which? Yap, which? Rishikesha, Rishikesha Jasaha, by the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikesha, the master of all senses. Kritatmanam, of those whose hearts are purified. Mahatmanam, who are actually great souls. Vaha, of us. Prachuraha, abundant. Samagamaha, the association. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. King Rahugana said, this birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods in the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as a human being in this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod in the heavenly planets? Due to profuse material comforts, there is no possibility of associating with devotees. Purport. Human birth is a great opportunity for self-realization. One may take birth in a high planetary system among the demigods, but due to the profusion of material comforts, one cannot gain release from material bondage. Even on this earth, those who are very opulent do not generally care to take to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person actually interested in getting freed from the material clutches must associate with pure devotees. By such association, one can gradually become detached from the material attraction of money and women. Money and women are the basic principles of material attachment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised those who are actually serious about returning back to Godhead to give up money and women in order to be fit to enter the kingdom of God. Money and women can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord, and one who can utilize them in this way can become freed from material bondage. Satang prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha. Only in the association of devotees can one release the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in his journey back to Godhead. Om ajnanam timirandhasya jnanam jana shalakaya chakhyurun militam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Rarita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय कृष्ण जगन्नाथ, जय वैकुंठ नाम धृक्, जय देव कृपा सिंधो, जय लक्ष्मी पते प्रभु, जय नीलांबुज श्याम निरजीमत सन्निभ, जय पद्माधरी त्रिभ्याम निषेवित पदाम्बुजम्, जनार्दन जगत बंधो शरणागत पालक, त्वं दास 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 दासानं दासत्वं दहि मे प्रभु, दासत्वं दहि मे प्रभु। सो इन दिस कंटेक्स्ट ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वी आर रीडिंग द हार्टफुल एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ द फीलिंग्स ऑफ महाराज राहुगण after getting the divine instructions from Jad Bharat ji, he becomes so much enlightened, so much blissful, that he cannot stop himself without expressing his feelings. That's why in this verse he is speaking in the beginning, oh alas, oh what a great fortune, what a great opportunity I got by the association of this saintly person, in front of him Jad Bharat ji standing. Oh Vipra, what a great fortune I have. Then he is considering that who brought that fortune, how he will become so much fortunate enough. So he is saying, because I am in human birth, that's why I can able to get the instructions from the saintly person like you. Because in any other species without except human birth, any other species except human birth, it's not possible to associate with devotees. You may associate, you may see, you may be with them, but you cannot get the instructions from them. Just like Jad Bharat Maharaj was engaged in the carrying the palanquin. Rahugan was sitting on the top. The carriers are carrying him. So carriers get more association with Jad Bharat. They are walking with him actually. So they could not get the association, the benefit. Before that, Jad Bharat was wandering in the forest, and some forest people, they took him with them, and they were trying to kill him. They were trying to give him in sacrifice to the Kali, and almost more than one day he was with them, but they were not getting the benefit of the association. But here, for a fraction of a moment, for just some exchange of speech, he got the benefit of the association. So just by being with this saintly person, it is not said that we are getting the association. This is not the meaning of association. Then why he is considering the human birth is so important? Because first of all, in this human birth, one can hear the topics of the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are having this Bhagavatam class here. Only human being can be sitting here. No other species, they can come, they cannot come. So, and also this Jad Bharat, also he achieved this realization, this Brahma Tattva, in this human life. And this human life is also karma yoni. All other species except human life is all bhoga yoni. You may suffer or you may enjoy in the heavenly planets or in down planets, but you cannot do karma. You can do karma only in this human world. So if you do karma properly by performing devotional service, pure devotional service, then in this human life you can go back to Godhead. But if you are not doing it, then you can go through the whole process of 84 lakhs of species. So this is so important. So that's why he is considering this human life somehow or other he is becoming so much thankful to the Lord that he has given him this human life. And in this human life, many human beings are there. They are not becoming so fortunate enough. Then he is thinking, in this human life, I am able to associate with the saintly persons like him. So, what is the real importance of the human life? Real importance of human life is to understand the goal of human life. So, what is the goal of human life? Jivasya tatva jigyasa nartheha yasya karma bhi. There is no other important duty than to know and to inquire about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about the Absolute Truth. Only tatva jigyasa. So, in this case, we are seeing this King Rahugana was actually tatva jigyasa. He met Jad Bharat in the forest while he was going to attend Bhagavatam class from Kapil Dev. So he was going because he was a Jigyasu. Only Jigyasu person can become so fortunate, can get the real benefit of the association of the saintly person. Otherwise, we may take the human birth, but we will be considered as two-legged animal or civilized animal, whatever. Unless we have the inquisitiveness to know about the absolute truth, then there is no use of this human life. If only we will consider the goal of human life is to have comfort, to gratify our senses, then we are no better than an animal. So that's why considering human life means the human who are really tattva jigyasu. And if some tattva jigyasu, if they can get the association, by momentary of association, they can free from the darkness of the ignorance. That's what he got now. That's why he's becoming so delighted, so happy, that is expressing his feelings. That, oh my God, I am so fortunate that by this moment I became so fortunate that I totally free from my doubts, free from the darkness of my ignorance. So that is only possible by the association of the saintly persons. What kind of saintly person? Saintly persons, those saintly persons whose hearts were totally purified by and totally filled with the glories of Hrishikesha. Hrishikesha means that Hari who is so attractive, who is always attracting all the senses of his devotees. The devotees are always attracted by the Lord, and by this attraction they are ready to serve by their senses to the Lord. So that Hari is glorified by the devotees. And by this glorification, the hearts of the devotees are totally purified. So that's Hrishikesha Kritatmanam, Hrishikesha Jasa Kritatmanam. The devotees whose hearts are totally purified by the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you get the association of that kind of personality, then in a few moments, you will be totally free from your ignorance and darkness. That is the benefit of saintly association. So now King Rahugana is considering that in this material world, all the people, they used to consider which birth is the best. The best birth is to take birth in the highly spaces like demigods and all that. But what is the use of that? If you take birth in Amasya in the next life, if you perform so many pious activities in this life, in Amasya in the next birth, you may get the birth in highly spacious like demigods, but what is the use of that? You will be with full of so much comforts that you have no opportunity to get the association of the devotees. So without the association of devotees, the life is useless. You will not get you cannot success your life. So,
That's why he is considering this human life that's so important. Even the demigods, what to speak of the ordinary demigods, the topmost demigods like Brahma and Shiva, if they want to achieve the real success, then they have to come down to this material world, and they are also expecting to have a human body that they can get the proper association and enjoy it and go back to Godhead. Anyway, they are already in that supreme platform, but still it is not available in the heavenly planet. The association of devotees are not available. Though all the elevated personalities are there in heavenly planets and the demigods, they can come and take association with big elevated personalities, but because they are so much engaged in the material comforts, so much facilities are there, they cannot avail the real facility of saintly person. The association they cannot get properly. So that's why Prabhupada is saying, even in this planet we are seeing those people who are very opulent, they are not interested to take to this Krishna consciousness. They are not interested. Neither the high class nor the low class, only the middle class. They are interested. So Rahugana is becoming so happy, and he is considering this human life is so important, because in this human life he is able to get the mercy from the devotees. So to success our life, we need the association, and by the association we will get the real mercy. And what is the real mercy? That we can engage in pure devotional service. In one bhajan, Rupa Goswami, he is saying that how even Brahmadev, even Brahma, he is not that fortunate. Even the human beings are that fortunate. He is considering himself. In this bhajan he is saying, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Manmana Samadhukara Marpaya Nijapada Pankaja Makarande, Pankaja Makarande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Oh my Lord Krishna, I am worshipping you. You are my worshipable Lord. So mana manasa madhukara, so let the bumblebee of my mind should engage in releasing the nectar coming down from your lotus feet. So please allow me, allow my mind to do that. So then he is saying, jadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati Natabanakhagramarichim, jadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati natabanakhagramarichim, idami chhamini samyata vachyuta, idami chhamini samyata vachyuta, tadapi kripadbhita vichim, tadapi kripadbhita vichim. He is saying, jadyapi samadhisu vidhi api pasyati. Even vidhi means Brahma, in his samadhi yoga, in his transcendental meditation for long time, in his samadhi yoga, he is not able to see you, what to see you, not to see your lotus feet, what to see your lotus feet, not to the front part of your feet, not even to the nail, not even the light coming out from the nails. Nataba nakhagra marichim, not able to see that, I mean the light coming out from the nail of your lotus feet. And idami chami, you are desiring, what you are desiring? To release the nectar coming out from your lotus feet. How dare you desire like that? Yes, idami chami, how, on which basis? Idami chami nisamyatava achyuta, hey achyuta, I am desiring that by the strength of hearing your glories, Nisamya, I have heard profusely about your kripa, your adhuta kripa, kripa adhuta beaching, the ways of our wonderful mercy, merciful attitude. It's such a wonderful, merciful nature you have. So I have heard. Where from you heard? I have heard from saintly person, from your devotees. That's why I am daring to get nectar, to release the nectar from lotus feet, even Brahma. Not but I am daring to get that. Idam ichhami nisamyata vachyuta tadapi kripa adhuta vichim. Your kripa, the adhuta vichi of your kripa, the adhuta, the wonderful waves of your merciful ocean, your merciful attitude. So I have heard about that profusely. And then he is saying,
Bhaktirudanchati jadyapi madhava natvai mama tilamatri. Bhaktirudanchati jadyapi madhava natvai mama tilamatri. Parameswarata tadapita vadhika. Parameswarata tadapita vadhika. Durghata ghatana vidhatri. Durghata ghatana vidhatri.
He is saying, oh Madhava, though I am not at all your devotee, na bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natvai mama tila matri. Tila means ismisits. I have not devotion, not even like a ismisit towards you. I am such a rascal. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava. Oh Madhava, I am not at all a devotee. I have not a devotion like a fraction, not like a sesame seeds to you. But still, still, parameshwarata tadapita badhika. But you are parameshwara. Your parameshwarata, your lordship is so powerful, it can make, which is totally impossible, it can make it possible. Durghata ghatana vidhatri. You can make everything possible. Even if it is totally impossible, that is your parameshwarata, that is your lordship. So, on the basis of that, when I have heard profusely from your devotees about that, then I am desiring, so I am daring to desire, so all of us, by hearing this kind of instruction from Rupa Goswami, we can become hopeful. Even if we are so wretched rascal, but still we can tell, O Madhava, that we can become hopeful. Because Rupa Goswami is telling like that your wonderful, merciful nature is so that you can do everything possible, even if it is impossible. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar Vichara Karile Mane Pava Chamatka. So, this is the planet of Chaitanya Chandra. Chaitanya Chandra, Krishna is merciful, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when with Nityananda Prabhu, they are so merciful. They are so merciful, even you will struck with wonder when you will consider about their mercy. So, what you are getting from the association of saintly persons? Actually, it is said, one big saintly person is saying that Bina satasanga vivekana hoy Ram kripa vina sulabh nasa. This satsang, the association of devotees, without the association of devotees, our vivek, our thinking power will not improve. And the satsang, the association of devotees, will not available without the mercy of the Lord. Whenever you will get real mercy of the Lord, what is the proof? The proof is that you will get the association of the devotees. After many, many, many births, by the accumulation of all your past activities, the result will be that you will get the association of a pure devotee. So what is the reality, benefit of association of devotee? The kripa, the mercy of the Supreme Lord is coming down through the association of devotee. Our acharya of this movement is called Krishna Kripa Si Murti. He is the personification of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Is the Murti Manta Vigraha of Krishna Kripa. And we just see, he is so merciful, he is the full body, his body is full of mercy of Krishna. And within 10 to 12 years, he, in this society, within 10 to 12 years within the world, he showered his mercy. Now within 30 years, in this land, in the remote place of Navadi Mandala, more than 10,000 people dancing and chanting in the roads and making their life success. How it is possible? This is because we are getting in disciplic succession, the Kripa is coming down. The Kripa coming from Krishna to, in the form of Mahaprabhu and through Srila Prabhupada. So just somehow rather Prabhupada gave assistance to his devotees. And these devotees, they gave assistance to their devotees. And these devotees, they gave assistance to other devotees. By this, the mercy is coming down in disciplic succession. And whoever is jigyasu, whoever is really interested, whoever is a real human being, whoever is really tattva jigyasu, they can achieve the merit, the benefit of this association. By getting books, by getting prasad, by hearing kirtan, by doing parikrama, through many other ways. But unless you come in contact with these devotees, how will make your life success? So this is really strange. Raja Rahugana, he was a king, a big person. And he knows about the importance of human life. That's why he was going, he was the king of Sobirapati from Kashmir. He was king of Kashmir and is going to attend Bhagavatam class in Ganga Sagar. All the way from that end to this end. Such a long distance he was covering, and not by plane or train, by car. Like walking, the people's, the carriers, they are walking. He is sitting in the palanquin, but through so many jungles, crossing so many rivers, he is walking thousands of miles in walking, in palanquin. What is the, why he is walking? Just to attend Bhagavatam class from Kapildev. That was the only goal of his visit. And he met the saintly person, just consider, in the middle of the jungle. Who knows where you will get the association of devotees? In which moment your life will be success? You may come to temple, but you may not be success in the temple. You may be in royal palace, you may not be. You may be in Bhagavatam class, it may not be. It may be inside the jungle, the pool of animals. Who knows? That's why it's becoming, oh my love. This jungle is full of ferocious animals. But because I am a human being, I got this virtue. And he is not an animal, he is also a human being. So, the saintly persons, they are always, they will accept the form of human being. And anybody, they want to get the real benefit of the saintly persons association, they have to take form of human being. And not that in Bhagavad Gita Krishna said that you have to do three things at least. If you want to know about tattva, then pariprasna, seva and pranipata. Pranipata, pariprasna, seva. These three things you have to do. But here we are seeing what he is doing. He was chastising. When he was in palanquin, he was chastising the saintly person. So by chastisement, not doing pranipata, not seva, no inquiry, nothing. Rather he was chastising him. About to beat him. I will beat him. I will take care of you. You are not carrying my palanquin properly. You rascal. See? Even in this kind of chastisement, in the middle of the forest, if you do to a real pure devotee, that pure devotee is totally free from all this abuse or prasansa or whatever. He is free from all these things. Their duty is only to bless, only to shower mercy. Though King Rahugana was chastising him, he was ready to beat him, but still see, Jada Bharatji Maharaj. From birth till now, he must be about 40 years old or so. Till now he has not opened his mouth. He was Jada. But he was really Jada? No. He was making a show of Jada. He was making a drama. that I cannot speak. But he could understand, he speak nicely. Now he is speaking in the middle of the forest. Some days ago, all these village people, these forest village people, they don't know. They are innocent people, ignorant people. They took him to offer him a sacrifice to their goddess Kali. And they got killed, all of them. All of them wholesale, they got murdered by the Kali. And he was there present. He didn't speak anything. He didn't speak a word even. And before that, so many things happened to his father, to his brother, and many other places. He never uttered any word there. And here, in the middle of the forest, a king, he engaged him in carrying his palanquin and chastised him so heavily, about to beat him, and he is trying to speak to him. He spoke to him, and his words, one letter of his pronunciation, one word he is uttering, that is piercing into the heart, direct to the heart of the Raja Rahulan, because he was Jigyasu. Though he was in the mood of chastising, but the words coming out from the pure devotee, that is not something ordinary. That is such a powerful medicine. Such a powerful medicine, the patient is not ready to take the medicine. But if somehow or rather, if it is coming inside your ear and going directly to the heart, it will act. The effect you see. See the effect. Within few minutes, Raja Rahulgan come down from the palanquin and totally bowled out, totally surrendered. And he is expressing his feelings in this verse, the first verse. In the series of some verse, he will express his feelings. He becomes so fortunate, so happily he is expressing. In the next verse, he will say, that through my Lord, I don't know, I cannot recognize you. You are such an elevated person. You never give your identity to me. So now, I have to offer my obeisances to any human being, to any Brahman, the man, child, whatever, I have to offer obeisance to everybody. Who knows in which path, in which place, in which situation, our life will be success. So, one thing we can understand, any moment, anywhere, in any situation, our life can be success. But, the only requirement is that we have to be a manusya. Manusya means not accepting the human life. Just by getting the human life, we cannot called as manusya. Accepting human life is one thing. Then, this real need is that you have to be a tatta jigyasu. You have to be real inquisitive to know about the absolute truth. Otherwise, you cannot be called as manusya. If that kind of inquisitive tatta jigyasu manusya, then the mercy is available even in the middle of the forest. Even in the person who has not spoken a word from the birth, he will speak to you. The mercy of the Lord can be available anywhere. So we have to be the recipient. The mercy is abundantly available everywhere, but the receivers are not there. Receivers are not there. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan is saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari Swa Parsada Swaya Dhama Saha Avatari. The Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the real vision to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to incarnate? He is saying, the only reason is to... Oh, the time is already done. So, okay, thank you. Next time we will listen. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any questions? Yes, please.
Can you give us the last verse? I am a below the Daya. One more verse to that
one. I am a below Lita?
Yes.
So, I am forgetting that. Huh? I am a below Lita Nitya Sanatan. You can say that.
Can I give it?
Yes.
So, behind it, right behind it.
Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. I'm sorry. So the third verse, his success.
Yeah.
He's praying, Krishna Babandam Bande. Actually he's praying, isn't he? Correct me, that he's praying that Krishna, you put my mind in your lotus feet, in the honey. I am abalolita yaja sanatana kaladharputa rasabharam nivasatya nitya mahamati nindini vindam madurimasaram. Today, eternal Lord, my mind is fixed upon your feet, and so I'm tasting endless mellows, wonderful and sweet. I pray that for eternity, my mind may there reside to relish luscious honey that defeats ambrosia's pride. That's the end of the song. So he's successful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
There is one important announcement. Today, right after the Sandhya Aarti at 7 o'clock, there is a seminar getting organized on cow protection and urban household at Prabhupada Samadhi Auditorium. So please come, as you all know that Prabhupada regarded cow protection as important as preaching, and today the state of the cows in India is very miserable. So this is specifically for this purpose. I will repeat in Hindi. सभी भक्तों से निवेदन है कि आज शाम को 7 बजे संध्या आरती के बाद प्रभुपाद समाधि ऑडिटोरियम में आए, वहां पर गो रक्षा के
very happy to receive this information to do it.